The Patriotic Front government believes in the rule of law, and at no time is it going to tolerate any acts of violence against anybody, any of its citizens. And it doesn't matter from which political party the perpetrators are coming from. The government does not condone. And I believe, I heard from the spokesperson of the Patriotic Front as well, did mention that anybody who will be found in perpetrating any acts of violence will be disowned when the law starts to take its course.
What do you say to opposition groups who say that it is cadres or staunch supporters of the ruling party or the Patriotic Front that often launch these attacks verbally as well as physically on opposition groups or opponents of President Michael Sata or the ruling party?
It cannot be very correct. I would want to take this opportunity to address both parties, the ruling party and the opposition political parties, to call for level-headedness when we are handling matters of importance to this nation, that we should moderate our tones. Provocations as well should not be tolerated. It be from the ruling party or from the opposition parties. It takes two, actually, to tango. So I am appealing to both parties to moderate in the way that they are conducting business, partisan business.
Some groups have said that it appears that the political space in Zambia has been narrowed following the assumption of office or the election of the Patriotic Front into government, and that it makes it uncomfortable for them to participate fully in the democratic tenets in Zambia. Do you think their criticisms against the Patriotic Party, Patriotic Front Party, are unjustified?
By no means. In fact, the political parties, opposition political parties, are enjoying a very conducive environment. Little did we hear of any opposition party being given platform on a national television broadcaster, national print media, which are owned by public media, which are owned by the government, solely owned by government. They can participate and are given equal platform, which has never happened in the history of this in this country. But then government has always appealed to the opposition parties and any political player that, in as much as freedom is given, it should go hand in hand with responsibility. Going to the media to go and propagate violence is not also acceptable, as it has been done by the political leadership of the UPND. In as much as government condemns and will not tolerate and will act against any acts of violence, it is also not going to condone any inciting, anybody who is going to incite the people to act unlawfully.